Hello. This is the Minneapolis police. The party is over. If you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
This is Black Lake.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson, Catskill, New York.
You like music?
This is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
How can I say no to that?
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, arthouse films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's Upstate Film.
Now, sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and listen very closely to the sound of my voice. Imagine that there is nothing but you and the sound, floating freely high above the earth. Now, as you listen, you will begin to relax. Every sound you hear relaxes you further. Just you and the sound. Your arms and legs feel heavy, very heavy, like lead. Every sound takes you deeper and deeper. Nothing can disturb you. Every muscle, every part of your body is relaxing further and further as you drift down deeper and deeper. You are floating away from the sound of my voice, but you can still hear it. Imagine you are riding down an escalator, slowly going down farther and farther into deep relaxation. I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 0. And on every number, you will go another level deeper. Relaxing more completely on every count until I reach 0. On 0, you go twice as deep. Backwards from 5 to 0. Deeper on every count, and on 0, twice as deep. 5. So relaxed. 4. 3. 2. Imagine that you are floating high above the earth, in deep space, looking out on the universe, floating free in space, uplifted and filled with awe, silently watching the movements of the stars. Standing on the moon, filled with thoughts of home. Earth so slowly turning, 20,000 years. You. Together on a starship of stone, living together, trying together, dying alone. Standing on the moon, filled with thoughts of home, Earth so slowly turning, 20,000 years, human hopes and fears. Together on a starship of stone, living together, trying together, dying alone. La 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 la.
Vocal Systems with me, Dave Evans. I'm broadcasting live from Liverpool in the north of England, and that was Lothar and the Hand People with a track from 1969 called Space Hymn, of the album Space Hymn. And I'm excited to be here today. This is the first of my monthly shows here, and Vocal Systems is going to be a monthly delve into exploring the human and non-human voice, with an emphasis probably more on the non-human, to be honest. And the reason that I picked Lothar and the Hand People for the first track this morning is because Lothar is actually theremin that fronts the band, and the Hand People are the rest of the band. So the theme of today is listening to music with some sort of non-human component, I suppose. And that's going to take us to all sorts of weird and wonderful places, hopefully. I'm an artist, and I work with sound a lot, and I have become interested in the voice, basically, and trying to figure out whether other things can have voices, and the voice as a way of thinking about complex systems and how things appear to us, complex things appear to us. So next up, I've got a track that I found by Square Pusher in collaboration with this thing called a Z Machine, and I'll play it and chat to you a little bit about it after it's finished. So this is Square Pusher, and the track's called Dissolver, and it's made with the Z Machine. Thank you. So that was the Trons. And not the Trons, no, sorry. That was Square Pusher with a Dissolver, played by the Z Machines, which are a Japanese robotic band created by a couple of Japanese academics, sponsored by the brand Zima to promote their drink. And the band was, it had three members. Mac, a robot guitarist who could play at over 1,000 BPM. He also had 78 fingers and could use 12 picks. There was Ashura, a robot drummer that can play the most complex rhythms on 22 drums. And Cosmo, the robot keyboard player. So yeah, that's a composition made by Square Pusher and played by the Z Machines as part of some sort of corporate promotion. And that was released as an album on Warp Records back in 2014 as Music for Robots. And yeah, so that is an example of a group of machines playing music very elaborately. And I think what we're going to listen to next is a kind of more DIY version of that by a band called The Trons. And The Trons are from Hamilton in New Zealand. And let's have a listen to them, and then we can have a little talk about it after. This is The Trons. Thank you. So that was the Trons from the album The Trons, which was released, I believe, in 2011. And the Trons are another robot band, but this time, in contrast to the Z Machines, they were all constructed from junk and salvaged electronics, and they all play normal human instruments. They've gigged up and down New Zealand, they toured to Europe, they played festivals, and as I say, they've released an album which is available on Bandcamp. And apparently their manager built them after having trouble finding a half decent drummer for his own band. So I thought it was it's kind of a nice tune, but it didn't really have much of a voice in it, and neither did the Z Machines one, thinking about it. And that's what this show is all about. So I'm going to try and pivot a little bit more towards something that has got what we would consider to be a voice in it. And I'm going to play a track by Holly Herndon called Canaan, Live Training, from her album Proto. So this is Holly Herndon. So that was Holly Herndon with a track from Proto, third album, from 2019. And Proto was created with an AI that Herndon developed herself in collaboration with other artists. And this AI was called Spawn. And as I understand it, she assembled a bunch of vocalists and developers and contributors, and fed a inhuman intelligence housed in a DIY souped up gaming PC. They fed it or trained it on these vocals, and then used that process that to create the album. And so the album has got what I presume is a couple of these kind of live training sessions on there, and then other pieces of music that I imagine are the result of using this this AI voice, which is has been trained on these other voices. So what we'll listen to next is another track from Proto by Holly Herndon that puts these vocals into effect. And she calls this alien songcraft and new forms of communion. And she calls these live training rituals, I think. Are they rituals or ceremonies? I like the language anyway. It's all about feeding this AI in a gaming PC to generate these voices. So this is a track called Fear, Uncertainty, Doubt. That was Holly Herndon with Fear, Uncertainty, Doubt from 2019's Proto. Listening to that, especially the live training track from the same album, made me go on a bit of a dive into looking at the origins of voice activated assistants like Siri and Alexa, and I found a really interesting YouTube clip of a lady called Suzanne Bennett. And Suzanne was hired by a software company called Scansoft in 2005 to provide a voice for a database project involving speech construction. And she spent 4 hours a day in 2005 reading phrases and sentences, and these recordings were then kind of given, they were concatenated into words and were eventually used to produce the voice of Siri, which Bennett didn't really know a great deal about. But in this YouTube clip that I watched, she gave an example of some of the training phrases that she had to give. So we're just going to have a little listen to one of them now. So this is Suzanne Bennett and with some of the training script for Siri.
Cow hoist in the tub hut today. Say schist fresh issue today. Militia oi hallucinate, buckra okra ooze.
That's so strange. You're going to have another listen to that again, I think.
Cow hoist in the tub hut today. Say schist fresh issue today. Militia oi hallucinate, buckra okra ooze.
Yeah, so that is Suzanne Bennett reading some of the training phrases that were eventually to be used in the production of Siri, which has never actually been acknowledged by Apple, I don't think, but analysis has suggested that it is 100% certain that it is her voice. So it's interesting to me to think about these computer-generated voices and what qualities they have. And I think one of the things that kind of sticks out to me is the disembodied quality of them. I'm going to play, there's a whole kind of genre of music around animals singing. So you've got a Beatles covers band made up of dogs barking, which are then kind of recorded and processed through a synthesizer. Somebody's playing it. That's quite peculiar. There are elephant choirs. There are bands of chimps, bands of cats, and all of it kind of ethically quite problematic. But what I did want to play is a track by a band called Hatebeak, which has pigeons as the vocalists. So this is Hatebeak with a track called Nested Are the Sick, and this is pretty heavy, so prepare your ears.
Oh,
So that was Hate Beak with Nested Are the Sick. A nice nod to Morbid Angel there in the title. And that is a split single with another band called Borgloo from 2019. And that, the split 12-inch is called Birdhouse by the Cemetery. And I said before that the bird there was a pigeon. It absolutely isn't a pigeon. It's a parrot, a grey parrot called Waldo. And they've never toured, and they were signed to Reptilian Records, and they've got a bunch of albums, Number of the Beak being one, and they aren't making music anymore, as the one of the founders, the main driving creative forces behind the band, Blake Harrison, has unfortunately passed away. So that's Hate Beak. More non-human voices. What have we got next? Let's see. What I'm going to do next, I think, is play some, because what I'm interested in my own work is trying to amplify the sounds that are already around us and try and make them into something that resembles a voice. So it's not a case of making the sounds, it's a case of finding them and then amplifying them and then giving them the character of a voice, which I've been doing through the use of harmonizing and auto-tune and stuff like that. So I've been placing sensors around my house, picking up the signals, and then using pure data to give them this quality of voice. Pure data is like a visual programming language, so it randomly brings in the sounds of things and allows them to rise and fall. It randomly shifts the pitch, so everything is sort of randomly generated, but the sounds are there anyway. So all the program is doing is kind of bringing them out, controlling their volume and tuning them a little bit. So I've got a recording that I made last week. I was going to try and do this live, but the technology has been disobeying me, so I'm not going to be able to. But I've got a recording that I made last week from my home, just sat in one room with some sensors around me on various pretty mundane objects. One by my phone, I had another sensor by a main supply socket, and I had a mic, and these things were coming and going, and I was singing along with them. So what I'm going to play now is the results of that session. These are unedited, completely undubbed. They were recorded live. And for the last 10 minutes or so of the show, I'll just let the devices of my house take over and sing along to you on the radio today here on WGXC in Accra on 90.7. It's been great to be here today broadcasting from Liverpool. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some voice themed music, whether it was Lothar the Theremin that opened the show, or Waldo the Grey Parrot singing with Hatebeak, or the, what was it, 72-fingered robot guitarist that was part of the Z Machines. Join us again in a month for more live research, because that's what this is. I'm kind of figuring this out as I go along. I'm going on this journey to figure out what non-human voices sound like and whether they're even possible. And it's been great to have you along, and I look forward to joining you again next month. So thanks.
Thank you.